Daniel chapter 1, verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, come hath Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Jerusalem, and layeth siege against it. The secular scholars criticize the book of Daniel, saying that it isn't true, partly because of verse 1. Daniel calls Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and he eventually was king of Babylon. But technically, when he came and took Daniel and other captives from Jerusalem along with King Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar had not yet been made king, but he was the acting crown prince. Daniel here calls him king because he's in the position of king, although he wasn't technically king. But it's okay for Daniel to do that because that was just the custom of his time to call an acting king the king. Daniel was captured in the second sweep of Jerusalem when they captured slaves and took them to Babylon. 2. And the Lord giveth into his hand Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and some of the vessels of the house of God, and he bringeth them into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and the vessels he hath brought into the treasure house of his God. So Nebuchadnezzar not only took captives out of Jerusalem, including King Jehoiakim, but he also took gold and silver instruments and probably some brass out of the temple itself, and removed it from the temple and took it back to Babylon as spoil. Later on, these instruments will be mentioned again in the book of Daniel when a future king defiles some of the temple goblets. 3. And the king saith to Ashpenaz, master of his eunuchs, to bring in out of the sons of Israel, even of the royal seed and of the chiefs. Nebuchadnezzar commanded Ashpenaz, his servant, to pick out the best young men to serve in his palace. And he told Ashpenaz, even take from the princes of the land, even if they are the king's sons, to work for us. Eunuchs are usually men who have had their testicles cut off, and that is so that they can work in the palace and be trusted, not to enter the king's concubine and cause children to be born whose legitimacy or heir to the throne is questionable. And Ashpenaz is going to select really intelligent boys to be eunuchs for life who work along with him in Nebuchadnezzar's palace. 4. Lads in whom there is no blemish, and of good appearance, and skillful in all wisdom, and possessing knowledge, and teaching thought, and who have ability to stand in the palace of the king, and to teach them the literature and the language of the Chaldeans. Abraham himself was born in the land of the Chaldeans. The Israelites, when they came back to Canaan, some historians claim that the Israelites are Chaldeans, but there's really no evidence of that in the Bible. But they certainly knew the Chaldeans' language, customs, and knowledge. Ashpenaz is told by Nebuchadnezzar that he must pick young boys who are very good-looking, in perfect health, with no abnormalities or sicknesses, and who have their bodies in excellent physical shape. And they also have to be highly intelligent and be able to teach others the knowledge of their land, so that when they go back to Babylon, they can increase the knowledge in Babylon. And Daniel is one of these boys. 5. And the king doth appoint for them a rate day by day of the king's portion of food and of the wine of his drinking, so as to nourish them 3 years, that at the end thereof they may stand before the king. The king wants them well fed and well taken care of, and then after 3 years they will serve him to his face like chief eunuchs. They're going to be fed until they grow into maturity. 6. And there among them out of the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel and 3 of his friends were among all of these boys who were basically kidnapped out of Judah and taken to Babylon. 7. And the chief of the eunuchs setteth names on them, and he setteth on Daniel Belteshazzar, and on Hananiah Shadrach, and on Mishael Meshach, and on Azariah Abednego. Daniel's name became Belteshazzar in the palace, so we need to be sure that we don't get confused between Belteshazzar and Belshazzar. Belshazzar is a man who shows up later in the book who claims the kingship after Nebuchadnezzar has died. But Daniel's name is Belteshazzar. There's a T in his name and an extra syllable. His three friends who were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were given the Babylonian names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were renamed after Babylonian gods. 8. And Daniel proposeth in his heart that he will not pollute himself with the king's portion of food and with the wine of his drinking, and he seeketh of the chief of the eunuchs that he may not pollute himself. The eunuch has been ordered by Nebuchadnezzar to feed all of these young men really well from the king's table. Daniel is going to approach the eunuch and say, "I don't want to eat the king's food because I don't want to pollute my temple." The king probably ate pig and a lot of other meats that are considered unclean to Hebrews according to the laws in Deuteronomy. So Daniel did not want to eat anything unclean, and therefore he thought it would be best not to drink the king's wine either, because it came from a table that had a lot of unclean foods on it. Daniel wanted to abstain from all of that in order to follow the laws that are in the Old Testament. 9. And God giveth Daniel for kindness and for mercies before the chief of the eunuchs. Daniel didn't demand like a lot of young people would today, and they would just say, "I'm not going to eat that," really rudely. Daniel asked of the eunuch if he could have permission not to eat. He was showing respect. At the same time, the Lord was causing the eunuch to be gracious to Daniel and to want to acquiesce to his request. If we show humility, the Lord will cause other people to be gracious to us. In our society today, people are so arrogant and so demanding and confrontational and downright rude. But Daniel wasn't any of those things. 10. And the chief of the eunuchs saith to Daniel, "I am fearing my lord the king, who hath appointed your food and your drink. For why doth he see your faces sadder than those of the lads which are of your circle? Then ye have made my head indebted to the king." The eunuch says, "I would love to do what you say, Daniel, but I'm afraid the king is going to cut my head off because he wants you to eat as well as the other boys that were taken captive. And if you look skinny and sallow, then the king is going to punish me for starving you." 11. And Daniel saith unto the Meltzar, whom the chief of the eunuchs hath appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Meltzar probably means chief butler, or whoever is in charge of the dinner table, which would be the chief butler, or cup bearer. 12. Try, I pray thee, thy servants 10 days, and they give to us of the vegetables, and we eat, and water, and we drink. Daniel says, "Let's just a test, and you give us vegetables and water for 10 days only. And then if we look good, then it will show you that you're not going to get your head cut off. But if we look bad, then you can go back to feeding us the king's food." He's trying to negotiate with a eunuch. In some Bibles, it says poultice, but poultice is vegetables or lentils. And Daniel may have considered lentils to be vegetables because it's all natural food that's grown out of the soil. So Daniel is basically saying, "Let us eat only things that are grown and pure water." 13. And our appearance is seen before thee, and the appearance of the lads who are eating the king's portion of food, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Daniel says, "Whatever you judge at the end of 10 days, then go ahead and do. but just give us 10 days to show you that we can be healthy eating nothing but vegetation and water. 14. And he hearkeneth to them, to this word, and trieth them 10 days. The eunuch agrees to a 10-day trial. 15. And at the end of 10 days their appearance hath appeared better and fatter in flesh than any of the lads who are eating the king's portion of food. The boys that are eating all the meat and the pig and everything else in the wine, they're actually skinnier than Daniel and his friends, and this is skinny in a bad way. But Daniel and his friends are better. So Daniel and his friends were getting well nourished by the vegetables. They were getting all their vitamins and all the protein they needed and plenty of calories. So at the end of 10 days, they actually looked healthier than the guys that were drinking wine and eating meat and a bunch of dainty things that were created for the king's table. 16. And the Meltzar is taking away their portion of food and the wine of their drink, and is giving to them vegetables. Daniel and his friends looked so much healthier than the other boys after 10 days that the eunuch decided not to let any of them eat from the king's table, and he started giving all of them vegetables, poultice, and water, because he wanted the king to be really proud of him for taking good care of all of these boys. 17. As to these four lads, which is Daniel and his three friends, God hath given to them knowledge and understanding in every kind of literature and wisdom, and Daniel hath given instruction about every kind of vision and dreams. The Lord gave Daniel and his three friends an extra gift of knowledge and wisdom. He downloaded it straight into their brains. They didn't have to go to the library and study. The Lord just made them really intelligent and very knowledgeable. And on top of that, he gave Daniel a gift for interpreting dreams. Joseph had also had this same gift, but now we see Daniel has a gift for interpreting dreams as well. If you have a learning disability or you were never able to go to school, ask the Lord to give you knowledge and understanding like he did for Daniel and Daniel's friends. If God would do it for Daniel, he'll do it for you. Just have faith and believe, and definitely repent of your sins and follow him, because he doesn't have any reason to bless you supernaturally unless you're going to share your testimony with others and share the gospel with others. But if you're living in sin, he doesn't really have a reason to enable you to reach out to people. So it's really important that we repent of our sins. And Daniel and his friends were walking in the commandments of the Lord. That's why Daniel didn't want to eat the meat and the wine in the first place. Now, of course, today we can eat anything, because in the New Testament, the Lord told Peter that all foods are clean, so we don't have to follow a special diet anymore. But Daniel did. 18. And at the end of the days that the king had said to bring them in doth the chief of the eunuchs before Nebuchadnezzar. This is 3 years later, and the chief of the eunuchs brings in all of the boys to show the king his new set of servants. 19. And the king speaketh with them, and there hath none been found among them, all like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and they stand before the king. When the king interviews all of them, he finds that the most intelligent and wise boys there are Daniel and his three friends. Now, by this time, they are eunuchs. They probably had their testicles removed, and it's kind of easy. You could just cut off the circulation for a while, and then they fall off. You don't have to have surgery. 20. And in any matter of wisdom and understanding that the king hath sought of them, he findeth them 10 hands above all the scribes, the enchanters, who are in all his kingdom. 21. And Daniel is unto the first year of Cyrus the king. Cyrus is the king of Persia, and Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon. By this time, Nebuchadnezzar was a full-blown king, not only in position, but also in title. and now it's also the first year of King Cyrus, king of Persia. Eventually, the Persians would conquer the Babylonians, but at this time, Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom is still going strong. And Nebuchadnezzar can see clearly that Daniel has more wisdom and knowledge than any of his own scribes and sorcerers. And that concludes Daniel chapter 1.